I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken says there was no U.S. involvement in Israel's military response to Iran's recent attack.
Our focus has been on de-escalation, on avoiding a larger conflict.
CBS's Deborah Pata.
The early morning hit was in the city of Isfahan. This is where Iran has several nuclear sites, but according to the UN's top atomic energy body, there was no damage to the nuclear facilities. Iran has been playing down the attack. Israeli intelligence experts believe today's strike acts as a deterrent, allowing Iran to walk away from further escalation.
There was a security threat today at an Iranian diplomatic post.
Police in Paris are questioning a man who reportedly threatened to blow himself up at the Iranian consulate this morning. There were initial reports that he was wearing an explosive belt, but police found nothing on him. The area was cordoned off for several hours. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
NATO countries today agreed to give more air defenses to Ukraine. Police in Montgomery County, Maryland say an 18-year-old high school student has been charged with planning to commit a school shooting. Police Chief Marcus Jones says they found writings and other material.
He strategized on how to access the easiest classrooms in his high school and how he would be able to sneak a gun into the school.
Donald Trump calls on the judge in his hush money case to remove the gag order that was slapped on him. 12 jurors have been seated. Work is continuing to find alternates. The Biden administration has issued a new Title IX regulation, including new safeguards for the rights of LGBTQ students and victims of campus sex assault.
Under the new rules, the definition of sex-based harassment will expand to include gender identity and sexual orientation. The changes eliminate some Trump-era rules, including one which narrowed the definition of sexual harassment. The rules go into effect on August 1st and would apply to educational institutions that receive federal funding. Willie J. James Inman, CBS News, The White House.
Now to Oklahoma City. In ceremonies there, 29 years after the federal building bombing that killed 168 people, the mayor, David Holt.
We must be willing and able to challenge words of dehumanization, words that cast fellow Americans as enemies. The path to violence is paved with such words, and I ask you to step into and repair the breach.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 187 points, but the S&P is lower, so is the NASDAQ. That's down 194. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Some New York City leaders have kissed off a bid to honor some famous rockers.
Despite pleas from fans to honor the spot where Kiss posed for their 1975 Dress to Kill album, some members of the Manhattan Community Board 4 Committee have nixed a plan to co-name a corner of West 23rd Street and 8th Avenue in Chelsea in honor of the band. Gene Simmons responds, he tells the Wall Street Journal, not every...
96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 12 o'clock.
W295BD and W256EB.
This is Tracy Carroll at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange. Gold prices have hit all-time highs, and there's no better time to sell your scrap gold and coins than now. We buy broken jewelry, used jewelry, and coins. Come turn those items into cash today. We also buy silver jewelry, silver coins, and old silver money as well. So come see me today at Wholesale Jewelry Exchange, located at 211 Young Lane, Suite 1 in Mount Sterling, directly behind Hardee's, and let us put cash in your hand today.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good Friday afternoon. It's the 19th day of April. Time now for news. Dan Manley reporting. There's a new law now that makes it possible for Kentucky to begin licensing businesses that want to participate in the state's medical marijuana program a few months sooner than previously allowed. Governor Andy Beshear signing House Bill 829 into law this week, and among other things, that bill moving up the timeline for cannabis business licensing from January the 1st of 2025 to July of 2024. The issue with January the 1st of 25 is that it's the same day when the medical marijuana program goes live in Kentucky. It would have made it impossible to have cannabis products ready for patients because businesses cannot start growing marijuana until they are licensed. Federal rules also require all of Kentucky's medical marijuana products to be made within the Commonwealth, so the state cannot bring external products in. Under the new regulations, businesses can begin applying for a cannabis business license beginning the first day of July through the 31st day of August. Then sometime in October, a lottery system will award an initial round of licenses to businesses competing to participate in the state's startup medical cannabis program. The state initially will issue 48 medical cannabis dispensary licenses divided among 11 regions. The goal is to ensure the shortest possible drive times for Kentuckians with qualifying health conditions. Each region allocated at least 4 dispensary licenses, and counties will be limited to 1 dispensary, with the exception of those that are home to Louisville and Lexington, which can have 2 licenses. Morehead State University's Space Science Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission launched February 15th, aiming to become the first private spacecraft on the moon. It was also the first time the United States had landed a spacecraft on the moon since the Apollo era of the 70s. In the final moments before touchdown, there were some tense moments as the Odysseus lander touched down. Controllers on Earth had trouble reestablishing communications. According to Dr. Ben Malfrus at Morehead State University, it was a bizarre, complex, crazy idea that just absolutely worked. Yeah, as NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its expected touchdown, the Morehead State University space science team became critical. Malfrus, the executive director of the space science department, said the Intuitive Missions team, which owned the lander, was communicating with it using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network. When the Odysseus lander touched down, it tipped over, interrupting connectivity. They think that one of the legs hit a rock, and so it was on its side at that time with the antennas not pointing to Earth, according to Chloe Hart, the lead ground operator and engineer at Morehead State University. Turns out the team at MSU had the capability to communicate on both networks. It just took a bit of coding, according to the people at MSU, with Morehead State bridging the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines teams. They were finally able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for
the Eastern Kentucky Space Program at MSU. According to Congressman Hal Rogers, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said Morehead State was the savior of our historic mission to the moon. The number of fatalities on Kentucky roads is on the rise. The city of Danville has put together a plan in hopes of reversing the trend in that area. The city is calling the plan the Vision Zero Safety Action Plan, with a goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2050. The comprehensive plan mapped out all crashes across the city in 5 years between 2018 and 2022. Found in that time there were 6 traffic fatalities, 29 serious injuries, and almost 3,000 total crashes. Danville City Engineer Josh Morgan explained that in a small town, having just one serious accident can have a serious impact. The new plan addresses several problem areas in the city, including the Danville Bypass, which will be the town's priority. Recommendations range from crosswalk visibility enhancements to protect pedestrians to slowing roadway traffic or improving turn visibility. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Office of Highway Safety recently released data showing that the number of highway fatalities in the state in 2023 reached its highest level since 2016. We'll have more coming up right after this.
Get ready for a ride like never before. Welcome to Dutch's Used Cars in Mount Sterling, where your dream car is waiting just for you. Find plenty of trucks, SUVs, and other vehicles for your taste and budget that are carefully inspected to make sure you drive away with confidence. And if you think buying a car has to be a terrible experience, you've obviously never done business with Dutch's. Stop in today. Dutch's Used Cars at the corner of the Bypass and Grassy Lick Road, Mount Sterling. Online at dutchesauto.com.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Good Friday afternoon. It's the 19th day of April. Time now for news. Dan Manley reporting. There's a new law now that makes it possible for Kentucky to begin licensing businesses that want to participate in the state's medical marijuana program a few months sooner than previously allowed. Governor Andy Beshear signing House Bill 829 into law this week. And among other things, that bill moving up the timeline for cannabis business licensing from January the 1st of 2025 to July of 2024. The issue with January the 1st of 25 is that it's the same day when the medical marijuana program goes live in Kentucky. It would have made it impossible to have cannabis products ready for patients because businesses cannot start growing marijuana until they are licensed. Federal rules also require all of Kentucky's medical marijuana products to be made within the Commonwealth, so the state cannot bring external products in. Under the new regulations, businesses can begin applying for a cannabis business license beginning the first day of July through the 31st day of August. Then sometime in October, a lottery system will award an initial round of licenses to businesses competing to participate in the state's startup medical cannabis program. The state initially will issue 48 medical cannabis dispensary licenses divided among 11 regions. The goal is to ensure the shortest possible drive times for Kentuckians with qualifying health conditions. Each region allocated at least 4 dispensary licenses, and counties will be limited to 1 dispensary, with the exception of those that are home to Louisville and Lexington, which can have 2 licenses. Morehead State University's Space Science Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission launched February 15th, aiming to become the first private spacecraft on the moon. It was also the first time the United States had landed a spacecraft on the moon since the Apollo era of the 70s. In the final moments before touchdown, there were some tense moments as the Odysseus lander touchdown. Controllers on Earth had trouble reestablishing communications. According to Dr. Ben Malfrus at Morehead State University, it was a bizarre, complex, crazy idea that just absolutely worked. Yeah, as NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its expected touchdown. The Morehead State University space science team became critical. Malfrus, the executive director of the space science department, said the Intuitive Missions team, which owned the lander, was communicating with it using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network. When the Odysseus lander touched down, it tipped over, interrupting connectivity. They think that one of the legs hit a rock, and so it was on its side at that time with the antennas not pointing to Earth, according to Chloe Hart, the lead ground operator and engineer at Morehead State University. Turns out the team at MSU had the capability to communicate on both networks. It just took a bit of coding, according to the people at MSU, with Morehead State bridging the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines teams. They were finally able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for the Eastern Kentucky Space Program at MSU. According to Congressman Hal Rogers, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said Morehead State was the savior of our historic mission to the moon. The number of fatalities on Kentucky roads is on the rise. The city of Danville has put together a plan in hopes of reversing the trend in that area. The city is calling the plan the Vision Zero Safety Action Plan, with a goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2050. The comprehensive plan mapped out all crashes across the city in 5 years between 2018 and 2022. Found in that time there were 6 traffic fatalities, 29 serious injuries, and almost 3,000 total crashes. Danville City Engineer Josh Morgan explained that in a small town, having just one serious accident can have a serious impact. The new plan addresses several problem areas in the city, including the Danville Bypass, which will be the town's priority. Recommendations range from crosswalk visibility enhancements to protect pedestrians to slowing roadway traffic or improving turn visibility. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Office of Highway Safety recently released data showing that the number of highway fatalities in the state in 2023 reached its highest level since 2016. We'll have more coming up right after this.
Get ready for a ride like never before. Welcome to Dutch's Used Cars in Mount Sterling, where your dream car is waiting just for you. Find plenty of trucks, SUVs, and other vehicles for your taste and budget that are carefully inspected to make sure you drive away with confidence. And if you think buying a car has to be a terrible experience, you've obviously never done business with Dutch's. Stop in today. Dutch's Used Cars at the corner of the Bypass and Grassy Lick Road, Mount Sterling. Online at dutchesauto.com.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Morehead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
In other news today, in Lexington, 25,000 homeowners are receiving new property tax assessment notices, which is leaving several concerned with what they've seen. According to Fayette County Property Valuation Administrator David O'Neill, some people are getting some surprising assessment notices. They've jumped pretty high, he said. O'Neill said the median sale price of a Lexington home has doubled in the last decade. He added, when prices are going up that significantly year over year, by the time you get reassessed, it can be a surprising reassessment, 30, 40, even 50% of an increase. After the increase, some people have taken to Facebook saying that soon enough the taxes will be just as much as their house payments, and if people are struggling to pay their mortgages, this may cause them to make some tough decisions. Increase could trickle down to impact renters as well, they say. O'Neill said he expects the values to level off next year. Bluegrass Realtors President Randy Newsom said there are upsides to these increases. He said the positive news for homeowners is that equity in their property has also accelerated. If homeowners disagree with their assessments, they have a month to protest. An investigation in Madison County into a student who's facing a terroristic threatening charge. Madison County Sheriff's Office said they received a complaint on Wednesday from Madison County Schools about a threat made by a Glenn Marshall Elementary student. According to the sheriff's office, the student threatened to bring a firearm to school and shoot people. According to Deputy Michael Stotts, the office's public information officer, with the charge, of course, the school system will conduct their disciplinary action through their investigation on their level. As far as the police department's role, their investigation will go to a court-designated worker, and then it's just whatever happens from there. Student told investigators the threat was only a joke. The sheriff's office believes there's no immediate danger to students and staff at the school. Everyone at Glenn Marshall handled the situation exactly as they should have, according to officials. And a spokesperson with the Louisville Zoo confirming a bomb threat was made to that facility. It was called in this morning just before 9 a.m. Louisville Metro police officers were at the zoo this morning. A number of field trips were planned for today. This is a developing story. We'll have a look at sports and weather coming up next.
Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service can make your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs simple and stress-free. They understand how confusing payroll and tax returns can be, and they've got 60 years of collective experience your family and business needs. Call 859-498-9535 to find out about affordable bookkeeping and tax services. Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service, 859-498-9535, conveniently located at 420 West Main Street in Mount Sterling. New owners, Mitchell and Nicole Douglas Blevins.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
In sports news, Reed Shepard, the consensus National Freshman of the Year last season in college basketball, is entering the NBA draft and will not be coming back to UK. Player making the announcement in a video social media post yesterday. Shepard, the son of former Wildcat Stacy and Jeff, played in all 33 games this past season, averaged 12.5 points per game while shooting a team-best 52.1% from three-point range. The former North Laurel star projected as a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft. He is foregoing his remaining college eligibility. Shepard said in the video, quote, "I'm so thankful to wear the blue and white jersey," unquote. Shepard said it's his dream to play in the National Basketball Association. Meanwhile, Kenny Payne and John Calipari will once again share a sideline. Calipari has hired Payne, former Kentucky assistant, as Arkansas's associate head coach. Payne spent the past two seasons as the head coach of the University of Louisville, fired after two consecutive losing seasons. Payne and Calipari worked together for 10 seasons at the University of Kentucky. Morehead State's men's basketball program welcomed home Jonathan Maddox yesterday morning as the program's 15th head coach. Maddox began his career at MSU in 2013 as a graduate manager, where he would work his way up to associate head coach. In the 2021 season, he helped catapult the program's success in 2020 when the Eagles won their first OVC tournament championship in 10 years, spent the last couple of seasons as an associate head coach at Murray State University. Maddox will have big shoes to fill under former head coach Preston Spradlin, who finished as the third winningest head men's basketball coach in Morehead State University history. The University of Kentucky women's basketball program inked four players to its incoming class. Head coach Kenny Brooks announcing yesterday 6'7 center Clara Silva, 6'2 guard Lexi Blue, 6'1 guard Tana Becker, all joining the program as freshmen, and Amelia Hassett, a 6'3 forward from Eastern Florida State College, will be a junior for the upcoming season. College baseball. The University of Kentucky, the third-ranked team in the nation at this point, they're going to play host to number 2 Tennessee in a weekend series that gets underway tonight. Major League Baseball from yesterday, it was a short schedule. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 5-0, Rays over the Angels 2-1, Rangers 9, the Tigers 7, and the Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Reds, after losing 3 in a row to Seattle, they come home tonight to host the Angels, a 6:40 first pitch, as that game can be heard on 96.3 FM coming up this evening. The Reds beginning a weekend series against the California Angels. High school baseball action from yesterday. They played the Doc Morris Invitational event yesterday with a number of games, and a few of those included Bishop Brossard beating Bellevue 18-17, Campbell County over Cooper by a score of 3-2. Other action, it was Bath County over Paris 9-1. Boyd County topped Greenup County 16-3 in six innings. It was Bracken County 9 and Ludlow 7. Montgomery County fell behind 7-0 to West Carter, came back to win 12-7 in a game you heard on 1150 and 106.9 FM. Mason County 2 and Fleming County 1. Russell down to Ashland Blazer 7-2. And Nicholas County over Bourbon County 6-5. Among the games on the high school baseball schedule for today, as the Doc Morris Invitational continues, it'll be the Round County Vikings taking on the Lafayette Generals. Round County at 16-3 going into that game. Fast pitch softball from yesterday, Clark County over Berea 16-0 in three innings. Ashland beat Lewis County 10-0. Montgomery County got a victory over Paris 16-1 in three innings. In softball action today, Bath County playing in the Kentucky 2A state tournament. Eight teams involved in the event that's taking place down in Owensboro. And it's Bath County meeting Nelson County today. That's a 3 o'clock start local time, 2 o'clock there central time in Owensboro. And you'll be able to hear the game on 97.7 FM. They'll come back and play a second game either at 5 or 7, depending on whether they win or lose in this double elimination tournament. Also in softball action coming up this evening, Harrison County is playing in that same event in the 2A state tournament. Montgomery County playing host to Boyd County tonight. You'll hear that game on 1150 and 106.9 FM coming up this evening. Turning to the weather, we get a 30% chance of a shower today with a high of 67, partly cloudy and 42 overnight. Sunshine, just 61 for your high on Saturday. Then for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 57. And Monday, sunshine and 63 degrees. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more after this.
Let Carrier and Comfort Air provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance. Comfort Air Heating and Cooling in Mount Sterling. Call 859-203-4899 or comfortairky.com.
Convenience, service, and performance. Three words that say it all about the Murphy Realty Group. Their offices on North Maysville Road are convenient with plenty of parking, and you'll feel welcome from the moment you walk through the doors. You'll get an answer from Brendan and the staff 24/7 when you need help with your real estate needs. Experience does matter, and they say thanks to those who have trusted that experience to make the Murphy Realty Group the number one real estate agency in the Gateway area. Know them, trust them, and call them at the Murphy Realty Group. Time now for a look at Gateway area death notices. Catherine Holbrook, 92 of Olive Hill, died Wednesday at Windsor Care Center in Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, and Gateway Child Care, and the First Church of God, and also attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry Freericks, a sister, Barbara Sammons, a brother, Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren. The funeral service at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and cremation service in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and cremation service. They're in charge of the arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61, of Jeffersonville, died Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, daughters Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, a son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, three sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. The funeral service will be Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Richardson Funeral Home for Kelly Willoughby. Aubrey Salyer Couch Jr., 92 of Moorhead, died Thursday, survived by a brother, Bernard Couch, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Couch, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Couch. A live celebration service at 2 p.m. Saturday at North Cut & Son Home for Funerals with burial in the Brown Cemetery with military honors by Moorhead American Legion Post 126. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of the service at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the North Cut & Son Home for Funerals. Contributions are being suggested to Gideon's International for Aubrey Salyer Couch Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsborough, died Saturday at UK Bluegrass Hospice Care Center in Lexington, survived by his mother, Maxine Gillum Horsley, a sister, Barbara Hafer, two brothers, Estelle Martin Horsley and Jesse Chris Horsley. The funeral service at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home, burial in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County, visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday evening and afternoon on Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home for Douglas Marvin Horsley. Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, died Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehab Center in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Canton, Ohio, retired after 27 and a half years of service with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War veteran from the Navy, a member of the Homeworth Masonic Lodge No. 499, member of Scottish Rite and Tadmore Shrine Temple, and a Free Will Baptist faith member, survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, a daughter, John DeCarnes, three brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, a sister, Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. The graveside service will be 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park with military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Olive Hill. Masonic services at 7 p.m. Sunday by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge, number 629. The Duval Funeral Home and Cremation Service in charge of the arrangements for Jake Rose. Christopher Chucky Langford, 52 of Owingsville, died April 9th at UK Hospital in Lexington. He was a Harlan County native, an employee of Mountview Estates, a member of the Moores Ferry Church of Christ, survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, and several cousins. There'll be two memorial services, the first 3 p.m. Saturday, April the 27th, at Moores Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lick. Visitation will be that day from 1 p.m. until the time of the service. A second service will be held in Harlan, Henson and Rich Funeral Home, in charge of the arrangements for Christopher Chucky Langford. And that's a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. We'll have more news coming up after this.
In need of new furniture, appliances, or bedding? Then shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass, where you'll find sofas, love seats, recliners, and lift chairs by Southern Motion and Best Home Furnishings, Von Bassett Bedrooms, American Bedding, and Dutch Craft Mattress Sets. Vinson & Sons has a large selection of Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Speed Queen appliances. Shop Vinson & Sons on the Mount Sterling Bypass for quality home furnishings built to last.
Are you in need of a dentist? Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you take care of your dental needs. From regular teeth cleaning to many options for whiter teeth, they can help you get your smile back. Call the office to schedule an appointment at 859-498-1347. That's 859-498-1347. Or stop by Dr. Henry's office located at 541 Willen Way, right here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you get started on that smile you deserve.
don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has a boil water advisory in place for customers on Highway 519, beginning at Pretty Ridge and ending at and including Highway 1274, all the side roads in the area. Please boil your drinking water until further notice. It's a busy weekend in the area and in Mount Sterling. Just turn a corner, you'll probably find something happening beginning tomorrow morning with the 71st Annual Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, 7 to 10 a.m. That's at Montgomery County High School in the cafeteria. $8 are the tickets. Children under 5 eat for free. And just see your local Kiwanian for tickets or get them at the door. And remember, you can get delivery. You can get takeout. Just call ahead. Second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival going on around the Courthouse Square tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Celebration of the life and legacy of Montgomery County native Nancy Green, the original Aunt Jemima. There will be street vendors, musical performances, culinary competitions, a chili cook-off, all going on tomorrow downtown Mount Sterling. And a free health fair at DuBois Community Center. That's from 10 until 1. You'll be able to get COVID vaccines. You'll be able to get shingle vaccines tomorrow. Those are all free. And lots of blood pressure check activities, A1C checks for diabetes, cholesterol checks, many other things happening, and a free healthy box lunch with drinks and food at the DuBois Community Center, 100 Hamilton Avenue, supported by Sterling Healthcare, CHI, St. Joseph, Mount Sterling, the Bluegrass Lions Diabetes Project, Montgomery County Library, Gateway Community Action, and many, many other local organizations. The MSU Department of Music and Downtown Morehead Entertainment District present the Battle of the Bands on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Featured performances include jazz ensembles from the University of Kentucky, Marshall, Northern Kentucky, and Morehead State. There'll be a benefit auction, the Ricky G. Family, holding it on Saturday, 6 p.m., pork tenderloin, baked beans, coleslaw, dessert. That's at the Owingsville First Church of God. And you can donate if you can't make it to the event. Contact Dan Brotherton at 606-336-0860 to make that donation. Cave Run Symphony Orchestra wraps up the season on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Morehead Conference Center. Tickets will be available at the door with cash, checks, or credit cards. All students and children receive free admission. That's a look at Gateway Regional News for this Friday. It's the 19th day of April. I'm Dan Manley reporting.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
The Hinton Mills team encourages you to consider two important things when buying wire livestock fencing: class and tensile strength. Class refers to the weight of the zinc coating on the wire that helps prevent rust. High tensile fencing may appear to cost more when you compare roll for roll, but is usually less per foot because you can use wider post spacing. Couple that with the 30-year guarantee on coating that comes with many of our Beckert high tensile wire options, and you end up with a stronger, longer-lasting fence that costs you less per foot to install. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A metal.com.
Carrington Drug, 506 North Maysville, Mount Sterling is your hometown drugstore. Stop by for fast, friendly service. Come by our convenient drive-by window or use our free delivery around Mount Sterling. We accept most insurance, so check with Carrington Drug before you decide to do mail order. You will not be sorry. Just tell your doctor to send your next prescription to Carrington Drug. We'll have it ready for you. Why wait? That's Carrington Drug, 506 North Maysville. Check out our convenient app.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients: the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky's representative on the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently represented the U.S. beef industry during a trip to South Korea and Japan. Don Pemberton says the trip was focused on two of the top customers of American beef,
specifically Seoul and Tokyo, to talk about our red meat exports to those two countries. Korea is our number one export market for beef, and Japan's our number two market for beef in China.
Pemberton says they met with three groups while in both countries.
The actual importers themselves that would bring the product in, because that's who imports it.
He adds a second group were retailers.
Their version of a Kroger or, you know, an IGA store, whatever. Our exporters would send it into their central distribution centers. They'd send it out to their store. So we got to go to their individual grocery stores, look at their meat counter, see how they promoted our meat.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
The Case IH Farmall 100-day series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4B final engine with horsepowers ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor, perfect for livestock producers or smaller-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
U.S. Meat Export Federation's Don Pemberton says he also met with a third group in both countries.
Be the food service industry and get it into those meat distributors that sell it throughout their restaurant chains in Japan and Korea.
He says the trip to both countries was enlightening.
They import 67% of their beef protein needs, and we had the majority of that market share. We split it with Australia, and why they like us is the taste and the quality of our product here. We are grain-fed beef, has a distinctive taste better than what the Australians produce, and they, quite simply, I think they prefer the taste of our beef.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.
Do you have plans for the last weekend in April? I have plans for you. Swing by the Moorhead Conference Center for the Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo. Shop Kentucky Proud jams, jellies, meats, wines, and more Friday, April 26th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 606-780-4342. Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo at Moorhead Conference Center, April 26th and 27th. See you there.
Eyesight is easy to take for granted till you have a problem. It's one area where regular checkups can prevent problems that involve procedures we'd rather not go through. You should do everything you can to protect your eyesight, including a visit to Helderman Jacobs Vision Center in the heart of Mount Sterling at the corner of Main and Maysville. Protect your eyesight with regular checkups at Helderman Jacobs Vision Center. Call 498-6001 for an appointment. Helderman Jacobs Vision Center, Mount Sterling. They'll help you see better, longer.
It's time for the 71st Annual Mount Sterling Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, April 20th at the high school cafeteria. You can always count on a delicious breakfast, and now you have more ways to enjoy it. Come in and dine with us, drive up curbside service, or get your breakfast delivered to your home or business. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, biscuits and gravy, and a drink, all for $8. You can't beat that. And you're helping Kiwanis support our community. Make plans to come to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, April 20th from 7 to 10.
The Montgomery County Health Department wants you to know April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. When you see blue pinwheels out in the community, they are a symbol of the playfulness of childhood and are worthy of protection. If you see something, say something, because they could save a life. The hotline to report child abuse for Kentucky is toll-free, 877-KY-SAFE-1. That's 877-597-2331. For more information, visit the Montgomery County Health Department website or Facebook page. There's no excuse for child abuse.
A perfect meal starts with premium strips at Lee's Famous Recipe in Mount Sterling. Three chicken breast strips, a dipping sauce, two individual sides, and a biscuit for $8.99 plus tax. Trade a big crowd to the best for less at Lee's. 16-piece classic chicken, four large sides, and eight biscuits. It feeds eight people for one great low price. And gift cards are always a good choice. When it comes to chicken, some are well-known, but only one is famous. Lee's Famous Recipe, 205 Evans Avenue, Mount Sterling.
To catch up on everything happening in Frenchburg and Menifee County, log on to their Facebook page, Menifee County Happenings. From school board and chamber meetings to sporting events, the Farmers Market News, senior citizens, church events, extension office updates, news from the courthouse, just to name a few. If it's going on in Menifee County, you can find it out right there. So log on today to Menifee County Happenings on Facebook. This message brought to you by Traditional Bank.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To you, why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you on the day that you were born. The together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moonlight in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they love to be close to you. Is why all the girls in the town follow you, all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long.
close to you.
The best collection of feel-good songs, and we simply want to share them right here.
WMST Mount Sterling.
It's time now for the Wall Street Report, brought to you by Joel Godby and Keystone Financial Group, Tillman Way in Mount Sterling, across from McNabb Middle School.
At Keystone Financial Group, we focus on what's important, you. As an independent firm, we have access to a wide range of financial services and objective research to help ensure your wealth is proactively managed. Call Joel Godby or John Morton today at Keystone Financial Group, 859-432-1084, for your local retirement and investment advice.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Keystone Financial Group, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Markets are mixed this afternoon, with the Dow and the S&P 500 index on pace for their third losing week in a row and the worst week of the year for those indexes. But the Dow is higher now, up 153 points. The S&P 500 index down 25 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ down 202 points, 1.3%. Netflix shares are pulling that NASDAQ lower. It's sliding 7% this afternoon. Even though quarterly results were great, it warned investors it will no longer give them subscriber numbers. The TikTok ban or forced sale being fast-tracked on Capitol Hill, now part of a foreign aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Apple says China told it to pull Meta's WhatsApp and Threads from its app store in China. Perhaps it's retaliation for what's happening with TikTok. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-566-6764. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-566-6764. That's 800-566-6764. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
At Keystone Financial Group, we focus on what's important, you. As an independent firm, we have access to a wide range of financial services and objective research to help ensure your wealth is proactively managed. Call Joel Godby or John Morton today at Keystone Financial Group, 859-432-1084, for your local retirement and investment advice.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Keystone Financial Group, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hello, Mount Sterling. This is Steve Kathan from CBS Radio News. Stay tuned for the latest news at the top of the hour, right here on WMST.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. Never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me.
And when we get better,